good evening and Merry Christmas. Let us begin the service by singing the medley of Christmas carols in your program. Thank you. Yes. For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called a Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This reading is from Isaiah, of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Unto us, O
And from Matthew, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Thank you.
The music was beautiful. Thank you. We do have announcements. The flowers this evening are given by Janet Friedland. She says, "On this holy night, we bear witness to the birth of the Christ in the soul of man. May the love of God fill your hearts with joy in this Christmas season and throughout the coming year." Thank you, Janet. The church office is open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. However, the church office will be closed from the 26th until the second of January this week, and the Tuesday evening group will not meet again until the 2nd of January. Now, if you're a visitor, you may receive additional information about the Divine Science teaching by filling out a visitor's card and giving it to an usher during the offertory. And if you desire a prayer for yourself or a loved one, please fill out a prayer request card and give it to an usher during the offertory. If you're not a member and would love to become a member of the Divine Science Church, we invite you to fill out a membership request card and give it to me following today's service. The bookstore will be open for a short period following tonight's service. The church information is available online at www.divinescience.org, and you may email the church at DS, well, you see it on your programs. The Sunday lessons are now available for free for downloading on the church's website. And if you cannot download it, there is a sign-up sheet for the lessons in the library. Beginning January 7th, new classes are starting for Divine Science. The first class, The Basic Principle of Divine Science, will be presented by Reverend Janet Friedline. The next class, Spiritual Psychology, will be presented by Reverend Donna Gatewood. And Bible Mystery and Bible Meaning New Testament will be presented by Mr. Wayne Gatewood. These classes begin January 7th at 9 a.m. And there are sign-up sheets in the library if you wish to attend the classes. And you can read the inserts in your bulletin. Now will the ushers come up for the offertory. Just as the wise men brought gifts, we give these gifts in gratitude and acknowledgement for the sufficiency of the Christ light within each one of us. And so it is.
Thank you.
after year, we hear the Christmas story. The Christmas story, which we know so well, sounds like a fairy tale. So why is it important? And why is it such a big deal? Well, it's important because it is not a fairy tale. It's describing what happens in the innermost realms of consciousness, in the heart and soul, as the Christ mind is born into the awareness of every man. Now, the light of the Christ mind is often associated with Jesus because he showed us how this mind works. You see, Jesus personified the Christ. But the Christ mind is not Jesus specific. It's not exclusive to Jesus. If it were, God would not be omnipresent. Christianity emphasizes the teachings and healings of Christ Jesus, but without the Christ mind, there would be no truth, and everything would be relative. Without the Christ mind, we cannot know what Jesus knew or do what he did. You see, Christmas celebrates the birth of the Christ mind into the awareness of every man. It's this awareness which helps us to understand the things of God. It was called the only begotten of the Father. That mind, which truly understands what God is. Now, John tells us that the Christ mind is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And because it lights every man, when we put total responsibility for this light on Jesus, we're abdicating our responsibility and our identity as individualized expressions of God. The truth is that without the Christ mind, we do not know that there is no evil. Without the Christ mind, we do not experience the peace that passeth understanding. Without the Christ mind, we do not know that now is the day of salvation, that we don't have to wait for the Sabbath day, for the first day of the week, or the experience called death. Now, the light of the Christ mind was with us when we entered this world. And the dawning of this light into our awareness is called the new birth. Christmas is the celebration of the new birth within each one of us. Now, I realize that the human ear just heard two conflicting statements. One statement which said that the Christ mind was with us when we entered the world. And the other statement which said that Christmas is the celebration of the birth of the Christ mind within us. The two statements seem to contradict each other, but both statements are true. You see, this activity known as the birth of the Christ, which we celebrate at Christmas, is really the unveiling of the rest of our consciousness. Remember that. It's the unveiling of the rest of our consciousness. It reveals that part of consciousness which was hidden from the world, which we hid even from ourselves. We don't engage that part of consciousness because it's so out of sync with what the world believes. So we keep it hidden away. That part of consciousness is called the heart and soul. But here's the thing. Prior to the new birth, there are instances when we can feel the presence and intensity of something greater and more powerful than we know within us. And it's faint. It gives us momentary peace, but we can't mentally grasp it or define it. We don't know how it came to us, so we can't hold on to it. However, in one single flash of light, in a nanosecond, the veil is removed, and we remember what it felt like to be whole. And we remember what peace feels like. The initial light is called the illumination. Now, when we have the courage to open our hearts and accept their humble nature, when we accept the fact that there is something greater than our minds have the ability to know, consciousness reveals that, yes, there is a deeper, more expansive awareness already within us. It's called the Christ mind. It's an unveiling, really. John tells us that prior to the unveiling, before we open our hearts to receive the light shines in the darkness of the human mind, but it doesn't understand what it is. When the veil is removed, however, that part of our lives which has been hidden comes into plain view. We realize that there is a totally different dimension of understanding and knowing within us, a spiritual dimension. That part of life which we sometimes felt faintly, but could not see. You see, that feeling of something greater did not come from out there. It never was out there. It was always within us, within our heart and soul. This is the rest of us. The Christ mind is the rest of our being. Now, the Christ mind is called the new birth because once the veil is removed and we are able to experience all of consciousness, it changes the way we see life. And when the way that we see life is changed, our whole persona changes. And in silence and in confidence, taking off the rough edges, because now instead of being limited to the senses, we understand the cosmic and universal principle that God is all. And that's what the Christ mind is. You see, the illumination of the rest of consciousness is what the Christmas experience is about. This is the experience that Moses had at the burning bush, and that Jesus had during the baptism, and that Saul had on the road to Damascus. Because within our Christ mind is the cosmic, the mystical, and the universal knowing of all things. In this mind, we are individualized expressions of what God is. This is what holiness is about. Once the heart is open, we experience the whole consciousness. That's our holiness. Now, Paul describes the period before the illumination as seeing through a glass darkly, knowing only in part. But after experiencing the light, once the Christ within us is unveiled, we remember what it feels like to be whole. We are then known as we know as we are known. This is how the Father sees us, as whole, heart, soul, and mind. Without the heart and soul, we're limited to the senses. Until our hearts are open and consciousness is illuminated, and we experience the Christ, we're only working with partial knowledge. And we try making up the differences by establishing special relationships, by clinging to certain possessions, or attaining certain positions. But while only having partial knowledge, the attainment of those things only increase our fears. What if the relationship should be dissolved? Or we should lose that prized possession? Or we should fail in the coveted position? Now, only having partial knowledge, we pray to God and to Jesus. We pray to God and to Jesus for deliverance from sin, disease, and sickness. We pray to God and Jesus for salvation and peace. But will our prayers be answered? And what if they're not? You see, this is why Christmas is such a big deal. Because Christmas celebrates the experience which restores us to our rightful mind, which restores the whole consciousness, which includes the Christ, that mind that was also in Christ Jesus. It is said that in order to know the universe is to know God. And we remember the order of the universe through the Christ mind. Because remember, in the beginning, God separated the waters under the firmament from the waters above the firmament. And until we have the Christmas experience, we're working simply with the waters under the firmament. The mental, the Christ mind restores the waters above the firmament to our conscious awareness. That's our ability to perceive perfect life. We see life in its fullness. And back in this awareness, we can see both the visible and the invisible. And when we see the whole picture, there's no good and evil. We realize that even the waters under the firmament have perfect manifestations. When we are living with a whole consciousness, there is salvation and peace. This is our holiness. Experiencing the light of the Christ mind moves us from fear to understanding, from relief to knowing. The Christmas experience makes us whole. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and with the household of God. You see, there's no second-class citizens in the kingdom of heaven. The Christ mind is a sacred awareness born in the humble heart, when our only hope is that God loves us enough to save us from ourselves. It is perfect love, never contaminated by the waters under the firmament. In fact, in this mind, the belief of sin, disease, and death are obliterated. We often hear this love defined as unconditional love. And it's a term that sounds good to the intellectual ear, but spiritually, it's the only love there is. Anything else is just a business contract. Love is never conditioned. Love is multifaceted, But it never can be conditioned, because God is love. You see, the Christ mind is complete, having the substance of all things and perfect in its manifestations. And this awareness, the universal law, is so real, we can reach out and touch it. Jesus called this awareness the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. Peter recognized it as the Christ. Buddhists call it nirvana. It's frequently called the fourth dimension, or the fourth path. Every major spiritual teaching has a special name for it. And regardless of its name, it's the same truth. We all arrive at the same universal law. We all have the same understanding. This awareness, which utilizes the whole consciousness, the heart, soul, and mind, is the presence of God. This is the holiness to which we are called. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord thy God, am holy. But remember, the Christ mind is not learned, it's already within us. John tells us that we can't make the light shine. He tells us that we must receive it. Paul says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We have to let it, allow it, receive it. We cannot think our way into it, neither can we intellectually image it forth. You see, it's a different type of awareness. The universal divine principle is never touched by the human mentality, but it is experienced when we open our hearts. Now, while contemplating the lesson, naturally I thought about the Christmas carols, and I realized that they all say the same thing, that the Christ is born at night, when our mental faculties are still. Silent night. Holy night. O little town of Bethlehem tells us that where meek hearts will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. It's like when we don't know what to do, and we're honest enough to admit within ourselves that we don't know what to do, then we are humble enough to receive the Christ. And let us not forget that the Christ is born in the city of David, in the realization that I am the Beloved, in spite of what's going on out here. You see, we sometimes measure God's love for us by what seems to be going on out here. But remember, the waters above the firmament are never contaminated by the waters beneath the firmament. We can always enter the city of David through the realization that I am the Beloved. And the invitation to come all ye faithful invites us to worship Christ the Lord. Now Christ the Lord is not a man. Christ the Lord is the law of God already within us, the law inherent in the Christ mind. The Christmas light, the true light, is the Christ mind within each one of us, and it contains the rest of our identity. It is the source of perfect manifestations. It reveals the order of the universe. It is God itself. We have within us every ingredient required for holiness. When we, with meek and humble hearts, receive the Christ mind, we are whole, holy, holy, holy. This is the Christmas experience. And this is what the new birth is about. This evening, we're celebrating the birth of the Christ mind in the consciousness of every man with the candlelight ceremony. Will the ushers please come forward? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let us prepare for the closing meditation. The light of the Christ mind is here with us now. Let us still our thoughts and open our hearts without fear. For unto us a child is born. Unto us that son is given. This child is the Christ mind, the Son of God. It is divine life, which has prepared a perfect place for each one of us. As our activities are governed by the Christ mind, our living is filled with perfect life, perfect love, perfect substance, and we are holy. And so it is. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. May the Christ mind, this light which knows and understands all things, and is born in the manger of your hearts, may this light reveal itself and expand its dominion in your life. Forever and ever. Amen.